It's got 520 stores, nearly 18,000 parking spaces, amusement park rides, shark exhibits, and now Minnesota's Mall of America has a poet. 27-year-old Brian Sonia Wallace beat out 4,000 others to win the coveted Mall of America residency. 4 days celebrating the mall's 25th birthday, starting today. Brian will receive a $2,500 honorarium, a $400 food court gift card, and 4 nights at a hotel attached to the mall. Much better pay than some of his other gigs. For instance, he sits out on the street ready to write because Brian is known as the rent poet. Brian Sonia Wallace, what did you do to beat out all these other poets?
I took a big risk. The initial application was just a couple paragraphs, biographical info, what you think you'll do. And then they asked for a follow-up application, 800 words. And they called it an essay, but I thought what I'm going to be proposing is poetry. So I should write an 800-word poem outlining what I'm planning on doing. And so that's what I did. I thought this is an all-or-nothing strategy. Either they'll love it or they'll put it aside and say, we don't know what to do with this. And it paid off.
Well, give us a couple lines.
I write family road trips, mall romances, what Kerouac would do with pay-to-play Wi-Fi. How did you get here? I ask the tourists. I type as they speak, capturing spirit, immortalizing their experiences in ink, a touchstone to permanence in this wired-in world. Every poem is a gift, part beauty, part journalism, and part performance art, as Marina Abramović sits and makes eye contact in an art gallery in New York. I snap a photo, perform a reading, and gift these poems to their second parents. 100 perfect gems of experience, 20 a day, telling the story of a community.
So you know this because you have done this before, Brian Sonia Wallace. You call yourself the rent poet. You were the writer in residence with Amtrak trains at the National Park Systems in Los Angeles, with the Shuar Nation of Ecuador and indigenous people, the Dollar Shave Club. What did you do with the Dollar Shave Club?
I met a marketing person from Dollar Shave Club literally on the street at my typewriter, writing poetry for people. And I wrote a poem for this woman and her partner, and she loved it and started walking away and then kind of backtracked and said, hey, I do marketing for Dollar Shave Club. We've been talking about having a haiku column. Do you write haikus? It's an interesting thing with the residencies that a lot of them are a little bit different from what you might expect. A lot of them are really projects. And so it becomes all about figuring out what is this person actually wanting a project about?
Well, that's what you've said. It's not about what you consider a great poem. It's what they do because it is a gift. And you sit with your typewriter. How quaint. At places like, well, I'm looking at your outside polling places in downtown L.A. on Election Day. You drew up some poems there from what people, some things people said as they voted.
Yeah, we actually did an initiative that we called Poets at the Polls, where we brought out poets to polling places both during the primaries and during the actual elections, and kind of did poetic exit interviews with people. So this idea of how to make the experience of voting something that feels a little bit more like it matters. And poems took on a different meaning after the election. All of these poems became a kind of stamp of the time that they were written in, even that moment in that day.
Well, so now here you are about to do this residency at the Mall of America. Are you trying to think of words to rhyme with, you know, Aubopin and Eileen Fisher? how are you approaching this?
One of the wonderful things about contemporary poetry is most of it doesn't have to rhyme. So I'm grateful for that. I mean, my proposal was really the idea that the Mall of America is a backdrop for a community that exists in that space. And so what I'm writing about and what I'm proposing to speak to is really the community. So I don't expect many retail outlets will actually make it into the poems. And I'm a little bit smug about that. I think that's a nice thing to be able to write in a mall and think about what are the human stories that happened there? Like who has their first kiss? Who's just visiting? Who's the bored teenager in the headphones who hates it and thinks that commercialism is the downfall of society? I'm really interested in thinking about what are people's lived experiences in this space and doing what I like to think about as site-specific poetry.
Well, speaking of which, you know, a lot of people do think that malls are corporate, antiseptic, soul-killing places. So how, you know, are you worried that, or is that maybe going to be a topic?
We'll find out. I mean, part of the joy of this is that I don't know what people are going to ask for. So it may be that everyone who comes up to me is clinically depressed and goes, oh, get me out of this place. But somehow I don't think that'll be the case. I think it is a really interesting situation that I play on a lot with my poetry, that as online shopping and online experiences get easier and easier, how do you create a physical experience, an in-person experience for people?
Well, one way might be plopping a poet in there. And by the way, we rush to say, you know, having been there, you know, people love it. People love the Mall of America, and it takes on a personality for them. So you'll find that as well. That's Brian Sonia Wallace, about to begin his gig as the Mall of America's poet in residence. Brian, thank you.
Thank you so much.